I've had the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the place.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah, for the second time today, welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday. It's Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day, and if you have served or are serving this country of ours, thank you very much for your service. And now we're not hearing anything on the board. Oh, I'm just looking at the wrong screen, that's why. See? Ah, boy, when you take a few days in a third world country, you start acting like you're there forever. I'm back from Belize, everybody, celebrating my 13-year wedding anniversary. And, boy, there's certain things, you know, when you're in a third world country, you realize you miss, you know? How do I say it?
Are you sure you don't want to leave? Because Trump's president? You just want to get out of here?
Yeah.
You just want to go live in Belize?
How do I start? Well, it's a beautiful place, you know, and I want to thank my buddy Brad Reeder and his wife Shannon for having us over at the Iguana Wands, which is their bar there, in this little fishing town in San Pedro, the Isle of San Pedro, which is, it's like an island off the east coast of Belize.
Very cool.
It's a little fishing island. We took like an hour and a half ferry on a motorboat to get there from Belize, you know, which was great because when I was waiting for the ferry, I was sweating my balls off. Nobody has air conditioning. Well, you know, if the place we stayed at had air conditioning, but very few of the bars have.
Do they have an equivalency of the Catalina wine mixer on this little
I don't know what that is.
Come on.
I have no idea. Do you know what that is?
No. What?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Facebook Live informed them. Catalina wine mixer.
Is that like a mixed drink Step mixer?
Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, welcome back from Belize.
Thanks, man.
Dougie, and I'm so glad that you brought the plague back with you.
I know. Look at me.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to be called Mr. NyQuil today because I've been doping myself up with NyQuil for the last few days. It works like a charm. This morning I woke up and I was all clogged up, my nose. I couldn't breathe. And then I took some and I'm like, oh, I got the left nostril going.
But you get a little spacey, though.
Yeah.
Know? That's the thing.
Yeah, you get a little.
Lack of oxygen.
Is that what it is? I feel a little dopey. I mean, that must have been how you felt like when you're on heroin.
Yeah, right.
Right? I don't know if it's the same.
It's not the same at all.
No, it might be a little different.
No.
My favorite dwarf,
heroin
though.
Is much better. Although, few people know this, but heroin is a great cure for the common cold.
It
completely works.
Like, I was wondering if I'd smoke some dope, if I'd feel better, but I didn't think that would work because, you know, getting smoke in your nose and nasal cavities.
You smoke some opium, though.
Would that clear it up?
Oh, yeah, right
Anybody
away.
Got any opium?
Lay on your side.
You might
That's
be able
the thing.
To find some.
Yeah, I'm comfortable on one side, so like in the middle of the night, I'm laying on one side. I'm like, okay, my left nostril's open, but I got to move to my right now. And I roll over my right, and all of a sudden, slowly but surely, that all the snot moves over to your left nostril. And I got to breathe through my mouth, and I wake up like I gave the Sandman head. So anyway, welcome to the show. So Belize was pretty cool. We got a golf cart. We had stayed at a beautiful condo on the beach on the third, you know, the balcony and the beautiful ocean view and everything. It was nice. It had air conditioning and everything. And we got a golf cart, like a motorized golf cart, gas-powered golf cart. We went everywhere in town. You know, we drove everywhere. It's like there's hardly any cars because it's a really small little village. You know what I mean? It's like it has three streets. We had to pay $5 to go over the bridge every time, Belize dollars, which is like 50 cents on the dollar.
Right.
Not too bad.
Yeah. But we did a show on Wednesday night, and I'm, you know, of course I'm nervous. I'm like, I wonder if the Belizeans are going to get my references. But there are a lot of expats.
Yeah, there's got to be a lot of expats there. You said that that's where all the wealth is in the country.
Yeah, this little island has 75% of the GDP of the country, which doesn't say much for the country's GDP.
Right.
You know, because you're eating like tacos and,
what's the major industry there?
Golf carts. Golf carts.
Right.
But like on we knew we were in a third world country because on Thursday night we were going to go to this thing called the Chicken Drop. Which some club have the chicken drop, which is like a bingo where you win if the chicken runs out and shits on your number.
That's pretty good.
That's the entertainment.
Yeah.
In Belize. And
it's a really small island.
Yeah. So Thursday we're sitting there ready to go out, and then there's no water. And you know, I felt like stinky shit because I've been sweating all day. Because you sweat, that's it. You know, I wore like 2 or 3 t-shirts a day.
Yeah.
Now you're driving around doing stuff, you're drenched, you go back, you shower, you know, and so there was no water, so the wife and I just took it easy. And then we said, okay, Friday we ended up going out and doing some things, and yeah, we had a great time. But then Sunday morning we're about to fly home. We get up in the morning to take a shower, no water. No water. So, and you know, the day before we went to a massage. We had like an hour massage. It was a couple's massage, so I didn't get a happy ending.
That's the worst, right?
Right. I mean, honey, can I go in my own room?
She's like, I'll do it. You're like, never mind.
No, it's not the same. It's not the same when a massage masseuse or masseuse lady does it. So we, so then we got on the plane. And then, I hope my wife's not watching. But, you know, after getting a lecture about making sure I keep, keeping up on things, we get to the ferry on Sunday morning to take the hour and a half ferry back to Belize City to get to the airport. And I go to the wife, honey, you got our passports? And I get that look. Like, oh, this isn't going to be good. She forgot our passports.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, so we missed the ferry.
So you escaped Belize.
Well, but the thing is, then we had to fly. So we flew this puddle jumper. Take about $150 out of my pocket now to fly. But that was, 15 minutes we're on a puddle jumper. And the guy puts my wife in the co-pilot seat. And in the middle of flying, the guy says, oh, hold the steering wheel for a little bit. I go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? My wife's steering the fucking plane.
She set this completely up.
That's fun.
I forgot the passports, honey.
Yeah. There's not going to be a 14th anniversary. We're going down. So, no running water at times. And
things happen in third world countries, man. I lived in Vietnam for 3 years, and you're always kind of wondering, like, what's going to go wrong?
Right.
Power goes out frequently. You can't drink the water. So
yeah, they said you could. It doesn't taste that good, but we had bottled water, of course.
Right. Yeah, over there, everyone just gets water delivery.
Right.
From like a French company that has water or whatever. Like people always trust the foreign companies more than the local companies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says a lot.
And then, you'd boil water just in case you have like a thing of
situation.
Water. Yeah, in case something goes wrong, you don't get the delivery or something. But
even with all that eau de toilette stuff,
right?
They trust that water more.
It's apparently the French water is the good water in Vietnam. Yeah.
The French.
Hey, did a war break out while you were there?
There were no wars, although the government, I think, occasionally has its little skirmishes with people over in different places.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're always taking land away from like the locals, and then like they sell it to like some European or Chinese or American company.
You won't be needing this anymore.
Like, we're going to build a golf course here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck the rice paddies.
Right.
A lot of mosquitoes in Belize. Okay. I haven't used mosquito repellent in a while. So that was another thing that was interesting when I got on the plane. I had like massage oil all over me.
Right.
And mixed with this mosquito repellent.
That's hot.
Yeah. So I had like the Ode de Third World.
Right.
You gotta get checked for Zika now.
That's what I was thinking about too, right? Every time I saw a mosquito, I heard that question. Have you been in a foreign country and bitten by a mosquito? I could have Ebola or...
Malaria.
Yeah,
maybe that's what
dengue.
I got now.
Get the dengue fever.
The dengue fever.
Yeah.
What's the symptoms of dengue fever?
They call it bone break fever because it feels like you're crushing like people. Someone's crushing your bones. To me, it sounds like withdrawal. I don't know if I can tell the difference. To be honest,
yeah. I know. I don't think I have the dengue fever. I got the dengue nose filled fever.
Yeah, now we're going to get it.
Larry Rocket says, "How is the weather in Coral Springs? It's bright and sunny in Central Florida."
It's you. Didn't he just hear the first part of the show? You were in Belize.
I was in Belize, dude.
Weather in Coral Springs was shit.
Are you guys? While I was gone,
it rained for three days. Yeah,
I didn't know if I was going to get home. I knew on Sunday I saw that storm just kind of over Florida. I go, am I even getting home? And then the internet, when the power went out, when the water went out on Sunday, we didn't have internet either. So I'm like, I don't know if Southwest Airlines is telling me my flight's delayed. I don't know. You know, now I'm gonna take this hour and a half water taxi back for no reason and be in there. Oh, you have flight tomorrow. Okay.
There's been weird weather, like wind patterns today. When I was driving, I felt weird. I'm not high, but it's just like...
I was going to say, you notice some wind patterns when you're driving?
Yeah.
You notice some smoke patterns.
Well, right. It happens when you put your arm out and you're doing this.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that's bad. That's a bad sign.
I noticed.
Everybody does that when you're a kid, right? When you're in the car, when you're passenger side and you just stick your hand out the window.
You're a kid.
Then you hit...
yeah.
That's why
Ciro's 10 minutes late. He was...
Come on, I'm playing arm hair.
He's just petting the dog that drove by the other car 10 minutes ago.
He's petting the snuffleupagus as he drives by. So,
hey, bird.
It rained here like all week last week, right? Like every day, supposedly.
For like 3 days in a row, right?
Yep.
Every day?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't tell.
That's what my stepdaughter said. It's raining every day.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, you know, is it even hurricane season yet that we had?
Well, this was the first tropical storm.
But isn't it supposed to start in June? I mean, it's June on Saturday or Friday.
Yeah. It's getting started early, I guess.
Why not? Let's get it going. That's all we need now. And then worry about hurricane season again. You know what? I'm just going to start putting up fucking... You know what? That's why my buddy's got the impact windows.
Mm-hmm.
He says, great. Storm comes, you have to worry about putting shutters up. You just have the impact windows already.
What is that made out of? Like, it's like bulletproof glass or something?
Yeah, it's like really thick. Yeah. You know, it's like it is pretty much like that, like thick glass, tempered like real strong glass.
That's good because when Antifa attacks your house too, Dougie, you'll be ready.
Yeah, Antifa, those pussies. Antifa. My buddy showed me a train like
super soldiers.
These guys showed me a video. One of these guys I know from our militia. So these are these clowns training
in that.
Yeah,
gym thing.
And they're in their training. It looks like a bad cosplay scene. You're like, it's not going to go well. You don't see these clowns anymore, right? You don't see the Antifa fucks anymore.
No. I haven't seen the Nazis either lately.
No. See, I wonder
where they went. Oh, my God.
Antifa got them.
Everywhere. You know, the other day I was going to do a bit on, because I just saw the Vice thing on MS-13.
Right.
How conveniently they caught up to these badass gang members that are just such heartstrings. They just want me. My emotions are going crazy for these guys. I love them now. I love the Vice.
Oh, based on Nancy Pelosi. She thinks there's a glimmer of hope with all these guys.
But no one's going to connect here. The fact that, oh, my God, what's the big thing today? Is it MS-13? Well, isn't it weird how Vice caught right up to them and they're hiding everywhere? And the same thing with Charlottesville. The night before when they had that the rally where everybody's talking about where they went in and they were like, whatever the stupid slogans were that they
torches
were saying.
And shit.
It looked like a movie set, first of all. Where were all the people of the town? You think nobody was brave enough to go out and... Nobody. Not one person was brave enough to confront a Nazi.
They actually brought in Stanley Kubrick to direct the Charlottesville rally.
It was actually his daughter because he's dead.
No. That's what they want you to think. He's not dead.
There you go.
You know, I thought that, right? As I was saying it, I'm like, shit, that's conspiracy.
It's always good to have that kind of...
But no one confronted them that night when they had torch. No one. Not one. There was not one brave person in the whole town.
Hey,
confronted them.
Hey, liberals!
Up,
liberals
man.
Are pussies. What are you going to say?
They are pussies.
Yeah.
It was good. I don't know if you guys heard some of the news on this. Farrakhan had changed. He made a positive statement about Trump, and he's not very positive with him. But he feels that
Farrakhan likes Trump.
Yeah. He said that Farrakhan is going after Trump, the people that have gone against Farrakhan, like the DOJ and these people,
Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah. So. Yeah. You know, things are you're starting to see people on Facebook that were left saying, hey,
Farrakhan's like, I hate Trump. Oh, wait, actually, I like some of the people in his administration have the same opinion as me about the Jews, though.
Yeah.
So I kind of like him now.
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah. Before you know it, it's only a little more time. Eventually, the people on the left are going to go, hey, what are we complaining about? There's still people. It looks foolish. They're still saying, oh, here, the lie checks, the fact checks. I love when somebody goes on Facebook and says, look at how he's lying. Fucking politicians lie.
Well, that's true.
It's just the way it is.
I know.
You lie, you build shit up, you know, and, you know, listen, I don't give a fuck what somebody says. I care about what people do. You know what I mean? Like if a comic comes to you and says, I'm funny as fuck. I'm going to kill. And then he goes up and eats a dick. no one cares about that, right? You don't care what the person says. No. Or vice versa. If the person says, oh, you know, I'm not very funny, I don't know. And then they go up and kill you. You're like, what the fuck, you know? You don't believe words. That was the Obama administration. It was all about words. It was all about sayings. It was all about saying good things. It was all about,
well,
you know,
got healthcare,
let's care. Yeah, my Affordable Health Care Act, which caused me $13,000, $14,000 a year.
That was, you got that done.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? That's the only thing. You know, that was the one thing he wanted, and that's all he got. But, you know, and there was people I was talking to this week that were there, like expats that were there, and they're like, look, man, you know, this was all, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, again, why should everybody have to change the way they feel about something to make one person happy? This kid, you see the die-in in Publix? Mm. The guy,
oh,
did,
yeah, I saw that.
That's awesome what happened there.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but I just saw some pictures.
Oh,
of
it
people.
Backfired on him.
Supposedly what happened was, I guess Publix donated to Putnam, who's a Florida candidate. Big time. He's from central part of Florida. I think it's a Bartow or something like that. He's like the farming director or the agricultural director of Florida. And they donated, and Publix donated, he found out that they donated to the NRA. But they also donate to Democrat. They donate to a whole array of people.
Right.
But, you know, this kid who's still trying donations. To, he's 15 minutes of fame are falling out. So he gets a bunch of these hoople heads to go lay down in some, right here in Coral Springs, Florida, at some Publix, and lay down on the all over the aisles.
I saw it was a die-in. They said Publix, where shooting is a pleasure. They wrote in the parking lot. I saw
which
that.
Which has nothing. Listen.
But then what happened?
But, well, like, he'll tell you. Like, so Publix said we're not going to donate now to anybody.
Anybody.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah, that's great for all those Democrats that didn't want that to happen to them.
Yeah, because they're not getting enough money anyway. I mean, Publix, you know.
No, it's great in the long, big picture of everything, I guess, if you want to look at it that way. Good. Because government's not getting the money now. Well, however, if you want to keep your system going, which is what this kid was doing, he was playing the system, he messed up.
I don't understand.
He's a kid with
his back. That Cliff thing with the Wile E. Coyote. He just ran too far, buddy.
But if we could just get that's like one down, you know. That's Publix down. If we could just get everyone else to stop donating to politicians, we'd be home.
Yeah, again, right? The anarchist here. Yeah, Listen, I tell you right now, if I go to Publix and some people are laying on the floor, I will roll over my cart. I'll roll their cart over them. No one tells you to lay on the fucking floor.
That's right.
You know, you inconvenience my life because you're trying to make a fucking point. I need to get my...
Well, Dougie, they're there right now. Go roll over
Let's
them.
Let's go there.
I dare you.
Let's go, man.
I'd like to see that.
I still haven't showered. I'm still sweaty and got
I'll
all this shit all over me.
I'll show you shopping is a pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you'd get in trouble.
Fuck that.
It could be assault.
This
right?
is a rollover. They're doing a die-in. We're doing a rollover. This is...
Yeah. By the way, speaking of the police, the big things we're going to talk about today a little bit in this opening of the show... was this video of this woman on New Jersey Beach.
She got her ass kicked.
No, the guy was like punched, like popping her in the head. He wasn't like, you know.
Wait, so what happened?
There was a woman on the beach.
Okay.
20.
She was underage drinking. And then now she's a mom. Someone said that she was a mom, I think. Or I don't know if that's a different story. But the cops, she was resisting arrest. Typical story. Again, once you resist, if you resist arrest, I don't care who the fuck you are, you're going to get punched. You're going to get tased. Something's going to fucking happen. Because I've known many police that have been shot by little kids, women, old women. You know, ignorance doesn't know an age or a fucking or gender. You understand? So if you're resisting arrest and you're on the beach and they confronted her because she was underage, she was drunk, she was disorderly on the beach. The cops went over to her, tried to arrest her, and she fought it off. And they're trying to restrain her, and then they were fighting her off. So they threw her to the ground, and when she was on the ground, she was still wrestling and kicking. So they popped her in the head a couple times. You know, hey, so what? A couple pops in the head.
Here's what I want to know. What's wrong with being drunk on the beach? What snitch called the cops on this young lady trying to have a good time?
Well, that's 20. A good point.
Right?
That's a good point. Let's say... I wonder how anybody would have felt if that this particular woman... And again, I don't know the front story in this. What would have happened if this girl was like that asshole in the old comic books that was kicking dirt at everybody, you know what I mean, and like throwing dirt. You're eating a fucking egg salad sandwich on the beach
in the back of your comic books. With they're selling the X-ray specs.
That little skinny guy sitting there, and this fucking girl goes, "Hey, you're a little punk ass," and starts kicking dirt in his face. Uh-huh. And then that guy goes, "I'm gonna go tell the cops. She's underage." And then, you know, and she's just a complete fucking bitch.
These cucks, man. Like, fuck everyone for calling the cops.
Do you now? That's my point. So if she ended up being like this real stupid bitch, do you feel bad for her then? Like do you feel bad for her if she's disturbing and just you're on a, let's say you haven't been to the beach in years, you haven't had a break, you haven't had time, and this new Jersey Shore stupid ass, you know, starts kicking dirt and starts acting like a fucking loon,
right,
and cursing, and maybe had a foul mouth, and your kid's there, and hey, shut up, go fuck yourself, grandpa. All right, and then and the cops come and punch her around. You think I give a fuck? I'd be laughing.
Well, here's the thing: I've never once in my life called the cops, and I can't think of a situation
never
where I would have. Yeah. And I usually, I feel like it makes the situation worse. It's like, what's wrong with our society that we can't resolve things on our own? Like Starbucks, that whole thing. It's like, why are you using the police to resolve the problems? That if someone's kicking dirt, just go over to them and tell them to cut it out.
Well, no. See, that's a lot of people that are not confrontational. There's a lot of people that will not, that have
but
to
that's
avoid
the problem.
Conflict.
That's the problem. People don't know how to resolve their own problems, and they think the police are supposed to solve them.
Well, that could be a good thing, too, because there's some people that don't know how to resolve or deal with conflict because they overreact. They'll just pull out a gun and shoot you.
Right.
That's a bad way of dealing with conflict. Or, you know, they get real nervous and they can't just
do it.
Well,
those are the two options.
Well,
shoot someone or call the cops.
Well, you know, think about it. Funny. Not everybody has the ability. Like, my wife knows all the years I've known. Like, there's times where something's going on or something. I'll go up and say, hey, shut the fuck up, you know? Because I'm not going to, you know, just sometimes got to be said. Other times I ignore it because I'm like, whatever, I'm not going to get involved.
If she was stabbing someone instead of kicking sand, I would call the police, but I feel like sand.
All right, so you don't have kids, but let's say you had like a little infant there, a little 5-year-old, and she was saying, cunt this, fuck this, bitch this.
Right.
You know, you're not going to sit there and go, hey.
Be like, well, honey, sometimes people don't know how to handle themselves.
This is
what
happens.
A good lesson to you. Don't grow up to be like that slutty cunt. Screaming at everyone on the beach.
And let me explain the word cunt to you now.
Now write it in cursive 10 times.
What's up, Peter Crane? Welcome to the show. Yeah, it says here that in Wildwood, New Jersey, a violent arrest on a New Jersey beach was caught on camera. Police in Wildwood say they launched an investigation after a video surfaced showing one of their officers punching a young woman on Saturday. Hazel Sanchez reported on Sunday night. The woman was confronted about her underage drinking, but things... there goes some of that snot. Hold on. Of course, everything's going crazy today. The woman was confronted on an underage drinking, but things got heated quickly after the officers pinned the 20-year-old to the ground, one punching her in the head in front of a shocked crowd.
Here's another thing, though. She's 20 years old. She can't drink. That's more bullshit. Why can't you drink when you're 20?
When you're in Belize, 18 was a drinking age.
There you go.
She can go to Belize and drink.
And pretty much everywhere in the world.
Canada.
I mean,
yeah. Well, no, listen, there's a lot of people. This country is full of a bunch of fucking...
Crybabies.
Crybabies. No, these kids, they don't know how to drink. These kids...
Because you're not supposed to drink until you're 21, and by that time, people are in their last year of college.
Right.
You know, if you started drinking when you were 18 or 17...
They changed the drinking age, like, just before I... It was, like, 18.
Right?
Like a couple years before I was going to be
18. Why would
they
do that? What was it? Mothers Against Drunk Driving or something?
Yeah. Probably. A couple people that lost their kid because of it. Like
these sob sisters.
Yeah, these...
I don't even know if it should be illegal to drink and drive.
You know, it's funny. You were in Vietnam when the guy from Saigon Kick got killed, and that's why all this stuff happened.
Wait, who's Saigon Kick?
Yeah, the great Florida band that, you know, the guys from, which one got killed?
I'm not sure. It was Vince Neil's best friend, though.
Oh, yeah?
What's Saigon Kick?
Saigon Kick was a band based here out of Florida. Yeah.
Okay.
Love me all the way. I don't remember the songs, but
remember
it was a pretty good band.
Huh.
Yeah. She started screaming initially. It was almost like blood curdling, one person said. The officers were on top of her on the ground, and that's when I just decided there's so much going on everywhere, I'm going to record the incident. Wildwood police identified the woman in the video as Emily Weinman of Philadelphia. She could be heard protesting her arrest and how officers were handling her. If you're protesting, you're not getting beaten up that bad. If you're still if you're able to make commentary,
if you,
you
can
know?
Say you can't, right. I can't breathe, you can breathe.
She's doing okay, Sierra. Seriously,
right, you got to make it racist.
You're
now.
You're going to bring up
Weinman posted.
That's the reference you make.
Yeah.
What? What are you talking?
Weinman posted on Facebook that she was.
I'm talking about a wrestling match I had in my life
at the beach with her 18-month-old daughter, her child's father and friend. When police approached her and asked her age. Weinman wrote, I had alcohol, but that I told them I wasn't drinking. that's believable. I got this weed here, but I'm not smoking
it. Oh, no, I was just holding it for a friend.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure no one else was smoking it.
That's right.
That's right.
I didn't inhale. And the alcohol was clearly closed. Later she added we got breathalyzed and it came back negative. She admitted to repeatedly refusing the officer's request to give her name. See, that's a bad thing. Just give your fucking name. You know, who are you? Who are you, Rockefeller? You don't want anybody to know who the fuck you are?
I don't know. Who are these armed thugs roaming the streets demanding people's names and papers? What is this, Nazi Germany? I don't like that at all.
Giving your name is not giving up the... You know, it's like you're giving up your fucking PIN code.
Yeah, my name's John Doe. How about that?
You don't lie. You don't lie. You could be that's evasion of any type of investigation. You know, you got to disclose who you are.
What are they investigating, though?
You don't know who the fuck you are? Wyman wrote, she admitted that she repeatedly refusing the officers when they asked her name. And when they approached her to handcuff her, she tripped and the cops tackled her. Witnesses could be heard pleading with her to stop resisting.
Stop resisting.
Only a white crowd would do that. Wyman conceded she should have given police her name, writing, I was partly wrong in that way, but I was scared. Yeah, it's scared of the police.
Yeah.
Someone said, you're a white girl. What are you scared of? Wildwood's police chief called the video alarming. The officers involved had been placed on administrative deputy duty pending the results of an internal investigation. By the way, she faces multiple charges, including aggravated assault on a police officer, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, obstruction, and minor in possession of alcohol. So,
a little bit.
There were no rapes or murders that day or anything else to investigate. No. They have to harass 20-year-olds for drinking on the beach.
Not in Jersey, no.
Sometimes you can't even have beer you can't even have bottles and shit on the beach.
Some places you can't.
How would you feel, Ethan, if you're walking on the beach and you're like a carefree dude, you don't even wear flip-flops. You're like, fuck this. I'm going to be barefooted on the beach.
Right.
And you step on a beer bottle, get 19 fucking stitches, and you see some stupid wench sitting there going, ha, 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 fucking chicken my beer.
Hey.
You're gonna kick her in the fucking teeth.
No, cha-ching. That's a lawsuit right there. Yeah.
That is eerie.
I'm never going to be a dancer now. Listen, I don't care. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck. That's just the way it goes. If when a confrontation happens with the police, that is not the trial. That is not where you hire Judge Judy, you know, from within your fucking psyche and try to recite law that you try to remember from some fucking class you took, you know? And the cop asks your name. What's your name? I'm not telling you my fucking name.
I'm always
get fucking hit in the head, man.
I'm always very polite and compliant when I interact.
Very, you got to be. Why not?
Because I'm not stupid. Yeah, but I don't. But
think about how many assholes they deal with every day. You're going to be another one.
No.
You're not supposed to be. You're supposed to be an educated fucking ex heroin addict.
And I am. I am both of those things.
Yes,
that's
see?
Right.
Even a heroin addict would know, you know that you're supposed to comply.
You know, it's funny. I can remember when there was the whole Black Lives Matter thing, and there was a bunch of white people posting on Twitter about like the interactions they had with cops and how it was so easy, and they always would get away. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, I never got away. When I was on heroin, every time I met the cops, they took me to jail.
Right?
It was I didn't give a shit.
Oh, they had a reason.
I've never ever gotten away with anything. Oh wait, speeding once, but I was 16. So what are you gonna do?
Like I said, I've been around people. I told you the story just last week when my buddy got arrested because he wouldn't sign the ticket. We're outside City Place. He wouldn't sign the ticket. They smacked his fucking cigar out of his mouth, turned him around, slammed him up against the car, and handcuffed him. And they put me up against the car, and I said, hey, I'm fucking, what am I doing? Dougie Almeida. I'm Dougie Almeida. I'm Dougie Almeida. Let me go. Let me go, motherfucker. So I don't feel bad. You know, if you fucking resist arrest, if you're not even doing anything, you know, that's it. Let that be known. If something's happening, cops ask, this is my name. This is what I'm doing here. Sorry, officer. I was drinking. Even if you are, you're not going to go to jail for drinking. Just cops are going, all right, listen. All right, we'll put the fucking buyer, whatever.
I mean, I don't feel that bad for her, but I don't like it. I just don't like that they can come up to us and ask us shit and we have to tell them.
I get it. It's like it's becoming there's a big stretch from saying it's a police state.
Not quite there, no.
No, but this is what happens. The more and more, like the one thing I didn't like about when all that shit happened with the Black Lives Matter rule was a lot of young black men were taking that as a way to act. Like, in other words, instead of complying and just trying to get to avoid all the shit, more innocent lives are going to get fucked up because they want to question. Like, I saw somebody there, like, they're arguing about, like, everybody's pointing the gun at that one meeting, and they're pointing their cell phones. as guns. Unless you're making a fucking call and the cops are there, put the fucking phone away, man.
Well, you got to point your phone to capture the moment, yeah. Right? Otherwise, they might get away with something.
The gesture was like a gun.
I'm not even going to put my middle finger up or anything like that.
One thing that
I got fat fingers that could be considered a barrel of a gun. So
there's a lot of like downsides to kind of like everyone having phones and recording everything. But one thing I love is when it gets turned on the cops. I love the fact that we can record the cops doing their trying to oppress us constantly.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
I love when people do that. Like, okay, I like when people start pulling out their phones, start recording, start put the phone down. Well, I'm going to record you because I believe in the fact that, you know, like, I think it should be okay. Like, everybody in their car, like, the cops have cameras. I think we should have a camera. I think it won't be long before every car has, like, a camera installed in the car, not only facing out to, because that helps, like, in Russia, when that meteor fucking landed, remember when the meteor crashed in Russia a couple years ago?
Right.
There was so much footage of it because everybody has dash cams in their car. Why? Because people in Russia are fucking lying. You hit me. What? You know, and you have that. So that's their evidence. So everybody in their car should have something like just records, like, okay, turn it on, being pulled over. And then, you know, that's it. So if somebody steps out of line, you got proof. Right. No problem with that.
Yep.
Boy, time flies. We're at a 31-minute mark. The other big story this past week was this 30-year-old man who got evicted from his parents' house. You hear about
Which
that?
Is bullshit. Yeah, he should stay there forever.
Right.
You think that?
No.
Like... This guy,
not with the argument he used.
Yeah, well, this
bad argument. Okay.
A 30-year-old man who earlier this week was told by a judge that he had to vacate his parents' New York home was handed a on June 1st was handed June 1st moving date according to the court order. Michael Rotunda has to be out of his parents' house where he reportedly was lived free of charge for several years by noon. On that date, or risk being forcibly removed by New Jersey police.
New Jersey
just
police
beat the
again.
Shit out of some chick. You see the way we treated her? Wait till we fuck you up, buddy.
Wait, so here's another example. Like, the parents can't talk to their kid? We got to call the cops and have the cops evict him. I can't talk to my son.
I'm going to assume that there's they tried to talk to the kid, and the kid, you think these young people today, well, he's 30, for God's sake.
these kids today.
You think
these whippersnappers.
You think the 30-year-old,
I swear, get off my lawn.
Mom, leave me alone. I'll get a job. I'm fine. No, you're not. You got to get out of this house. I'm tired of you being around here milking your dad and I.
Right.
Yeah, they were trying for years, they said.
Yeah, and he wasn't going anywhere. So eventually the parents put their foot down. They put a hoodie on him and ran outside. I don't want to take one of Fozzle's jokes. Right. Rotunda apparently found out about the date from Syracuse.com reporter, according to the outlet, who said he hadn't received the order yet. This kid's so lazy he doesn't even open mail. The 30-year-old told the outlet that the order date, which is a week away, was not really a lot of time. He's got to get all his comic books together. I really don't understand how that's necessary, he continued, after the judge ordered to vacate on Tuesday, which Rotunda reportedly dubbed outrageous at the time. He vowed to appeal the decision. He reemphasized that idea on Friday, telling Syracuse News that he would try to find a legal way to stay put in his mom and dad's house and be a leech. There's a day, my stepdaughter lives here, and she's 31, but she just finished nursing school and stuff. Yeah, there's times you got to do that. The kid's making their way. You help them out, right? Support them.
I moved back in with my dad.
Yeah?
After I came back from Asia, yeah.
I still live with my parents. So.
Do you really?
No.
There's sometimes where it could be considered your parents are living with you.
Right, right.
You're trying to help out the situation. You know, they're older or whatever. You want to make sure you're taking care of things. But when... In this case, this kid's just useless.
Right, right. He's not contributing anything. I don't know. Like I said, I live with my dad, so I'm sort of like, oh, I don't know. It seems okay to me. but I moved back in because I was having issues with addiction and trying to get sober.
So support. You need a support group.
I needed a support group. Yeah.
Right.
And then I started doing comedy, and I was like, oh, well. I can need to keep living rent free because comedy doesn't pay.
Yeah, $5 for 10-minute set doesn't pay much.
Right.
He goes. He's funny. He goes. He quote. But I have to pay for the boxes, which might be a problem. How much is a box, Sarah? Like a cardboard box, like a dollar?
I believe couple they're bucks? Free if you go behind Publix every day.
Yeah, you can go to Publix and get them.
Right. Right?
Just don't trip over the kids laying there in the diet.
Yeah.
I guess they won't give you boxes now. They need it for these kids.
Yeah. Rotundo's parents reportedly penned a number of letters to the son starting in early February telling him he needed to get out of their house.
You know, he would be homeless, but he can't afford the box. Can't even actually get
it. One of my oldest brothers, he was an alcoholic and this and that, and his girlfriend that he was living with got sick of it, so he ended up moving back with my parents, which was not, I didn't want that at all. I'm like, my mom was like, he's going to be on the street. I'm like, he's like 45 years old, for God's sakes, Mom. And my dad had Parkinson's, and my mother had Alzheimer's. They're just trying to take care of each other. I don't want him there. And he's like a problem drinker.
One
of these people, when they drink, it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
So that was like a recipe for madness.
Yeah, seriously, so, everyone's got something going on.
Yeah, so I'm like, I know, he's got to get, my mom's like, no, what are we going to do? I'm like, he's got to be on the street. Of course, my mom didn't want to hear that. But guess what? When do you stop?
It's
enabling. It's
tough, yeah.
Right? It's a bit of an enabler when you let somebody continue to do what they're doing.
It is. You know, it's like the person is just like mooching and taking things over and over. And I've seen it with like people I know in addiction and recovery and stuff. And some people, that it's like, man, this person is not getting sober. They're not even close to getting sober. Right. And you're still letting them just like take advantage of you over and over.
The 30-year-old, he had asked for at least 30 days to leave, arguing for a full 6 months during the court arguments. I need 6 months to get ready to get out of the house. The judge said Rotundo's mother was entitled to remove him right away. And a new train set.
Right.
But wrote that she requested he be given until June 1st. He told the news that he's not grateful for those days. Of course he's not grateful. He's a prick. Right?
Yep. Even making your parents take you to court.
Right. He needed a ride.
Yeah. The other big news last week was the NFL basically telling owners that no more kneeling. No more kneeling during the national anthem.
Really?
If somebody wants to kneel, they can kneel down in the locker room while it's happening. And then once the song's over, you can come out and do your stretching.
Interesting.
Right?
Yep.
Now, here's the thing. I've had some people say to me, like, This is a protest against police brutality, which I get it.
Which it is.
But not on my fucking dime. When I watch a fucking football game, I'm here to watch the football game. Now this is reality. I don't care what your point is. Like sometimes a comic will go on stage and go like, look, I really want to push this. This is my style. But if no one's laughing, if that it's great, you're going with what you want. But guess what? It's not effective.
Well, it seems to have provoked a national conversation.
What it's done is it's almost take like NFL the viewership fell,
right?
So you know the owners now got to say, look, now it's costing us money, right? And that's what happened. So most people, and here's the and I said this before, the problem is that there's a majority of people that. And although when you watch something like a cop that hurts somebody or shoots an unarmed man and you know this and that, people listen. If the person was going on his way to church, bringing food to the poor and gets shot, you feel bad. You what the fuck's wrong with that cop? What happened? But when they're in the middle of a crime of some sort and now it's supposedly you know he shot an unarmed man and this and that, we don't want to be reminded of this shit.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? People don't want it. There's a lot of people that don't feel for that. One way or the other. Sorry. You know, they don't feel for it. Yes. Get better training and, you know, get better training. There's a lot of people that know cops and go, they deal with a lot of shit. Of course. If you're a cop, you're eventually going to become somewhat of an asshole because you're dealing with assholes.
Yeah, it kind
of
makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen. So that's a different cesspool. That's a different area I don't even fucking get in. And I definitely don't want to get into it when I'm watching on a Sunday on a football game.
Mental illnesses.
But, you know...
flag. It's the national anthem.
Right.
If you want to do something, if you want to bring awareness to it, fine. Go to schools. You know, take your fucking time. Preach about it. Come up with a charity. Do all kinds of things. But to sit there and, you know... I mean, listen. I don't give a shit. I don't care if you're sitting on a bench, you know, sticking crayons up your ass during a national anthem. However you do it, that's up to you. But I understand why people would find it disrespectful.
Well, my understanding of it was that they were kneeling because they felt that was still a respectful thing to do. You know, in other words, like, we're not going to just do the same thing as we always do, like stand there with everyone else. We're going to kneel, and you're still kneeling in front of the flag.
But
so
no,
it
but
still
what
has,
it, what
a, it still has
saying,
an aspect of respect,
the problem,
but also protest.
The problem with it is you're saying, I don't like this country.
I don't know exactly. if that's what they're saying.
No, that's what they're saying.
That is what
it's a national anthem. It's one thing if you don't want the police there, or you, if you have something against the police, you have to do something against the police. You don't do something against the national anthem.
The original reason they're doing it is police brutality.
Right.
What they made it into is we don't like the way this country is. So therefore, we're not standing for your stupid racist song, which is not racist because we took the part that's racist out and we have never used it since.
Like, I'm serious. Like, it was racist.
I don't even know.
But it's not racist anymore.
Yeah, no, I don't even know how they found that. We burned all that stuff in that White House burning.
Well, see, I think that it means different things to different people. But my understanding was that the main thing is that, hey, I'm protesting police brutality in this country and I'm going to do it in a respectful way, so I'm going to kneel while the national anthem is played. That was my understanding of the
protest.
I would
rather they went to Publix and lay down on the dairy section.
Are you going to wear pig socks?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Cops dressed.
The problem.
Pigs dressed as cops.
Again,
socks?
Good point there, Cyril.
Listen, it's not about that anymore.
Do they wear those?
It went from kneel. That's the thing. People pushed the boundaries. They went from that to having pigs on their socks.
I kind of like that. That's funny.
There was another football player who drew a picture of him cutting a cop's throat open.
Okay, well, that's a little bit
over
the line.
Wearing Che Guevara shirts to tell us how to think.
I know. That's ridiculous.
Well, that's the problem.
And Castro.
That was
the
problem. There was a problem. It was misguided. It didn't have a true essence to it.
Do all the football games have a pregame? I know the ones I watched, they had pregames. Why don't you kneel during that and make your point during the time when they're talking?
Or you know what? If you hate this country or the way things work this bad, just say I'm not going to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold back my checks.
That's
but I don't
good.
I don't think that these people are like I hate America. They love America. America's giving them millions of dollars.
No. Well, that's not the point. That's the problem and the message a lot of people are getting. They're like, you know, all right, you're using this to put but you guys you're saying how bad this is, but what you're also should be saying is you've dealt with these same issues growing up. But somehow you've made it. Somehow you've pushed this.
Right.
Somehow you use this adversity to make yourself stronger. Right?
And, yeah, sure.
You know, and you know what? I mean, to me, it's ridiculous to say that only young black men are the ones who get dealt. Police, I've seen it all the time. Those stories don't get reported. But there is some.
They beat up white women in New Jersey.
Yeah. Look at that. Why isn't anybody saying anything about that?
I want to take a knee for that drunk cunt.
That's right. I'm going to fucking.
Hey, big argument.
If you're gonna say if you're not gonna stand during the national anthem, at least do it now because this 20-year-old drunk bitch with her 18-month-old, yeah. Any rate, now it's really time for the special stuff.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Now it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them.
Yeah.
Can't make fun of some girl getting beaten up on the beach, but we did. man using a torch to kill weed sets his garage on fire.
Kill weed or weeds?
Weeds. Hey, I don't have those weeds anymore. That's great. My house either, though. On May 25th, authorities in Ohio said a man attempting to use a torch to kill weeds in his yard ended up setting his garage on fire.
That would be so mean.
Springfield Township firefighters said crews were called to the Clark County home about 4 a.m. Thursday and arrived to find the garage engulfed in flames. Firefighters said the homeowner told investigators he was trying to kill the weeds around his detached garage with a torch.
What the hell?
I think you ought to go try that weed be gone first, buddy.
Yeah, burn
the structure caught fire accidentally.
Are you guys sure that's the order of this story?
Yeah.
This guy's just a pyromaniac.
Did he not use the blowtorch to get some weed and then burn down his...
I think he smoked some weed.
Yeah, exactly. He was burning some weed.
No injuries reported from the blaze. The flames did not spread to any other structures. The garage was considered a total loss with damages estimated about $10,000 to $15,000. And this one guy from... this one guy was going to live there who was getting kicked out of his parents' house at the age of 30.
When I was a kid, I remember my dad killing weeds that would come. You know, the weeds would come through the cracks of the driveway sometimes.
Right.
My dad would go over there and he would pour gasoline. I said, why are you pouring gasoline? He said, well, it's the cheapest weed killer. Of course, back then gasoline was a dollar.
Oh yeah.
It's probably weed killer's cheaper now.
It must
I
be.
Would say so.
It finally transitioned. That's why gas prices moved up. just to keep free people from doing that.
Yeah.
Some guy smoke.
I heard trans fats kills them now.
Right. But he never lit it on fire. He was just like, no, this will kill it.
Yeah.
So he didn't actually need to light anything on fire.
Yeah. So you say he wasn't that crazy.
No.
Well, that's not bad, you know. But you imagine some guy sitting there, he's like taking a nice walk, smoking a cigarette, throws a cigarette up.
Yeah.
Goes
yeah.
and fly, you know, fucking flames. I mean, yeah, why not?
Those are better days, guys.
But yeah, you could just go and, I mean, how bad are you at 4 a.m? You're so pissed off about the weeds. Like, we got the dollar weeds. We had a lot of rain there. We had those dollar weeds for a while. So the wife went out there and sprayed that, you know, with the machine where it sprays
it. Four in the morning this happened?
Well, that's when the fire started.
This is actually not a weed story. This is a meth story.
Probably.
It's like those weeds. He's like bouncing off the walls.
Weeds. A vintage pair of Levi's, 125 years old, go for a close of $100,000.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, there was a time I was going to go play soccer in Russia, and I went to buy all these jeans.
Right.
People tell me that in Russia they'll pay you like $100 for a pair of jeans, like Levi's.
Right, right.
And I never end up making the trip because we didn't raise enough money. We didn't sell enough chocolate bars. We didn't sell enough of those world's finest chocolate bars.
Son Man, what talk bitch. About scams.
So we didn't go to Russia, but we went to Cape Coral, Florida instead.
You went to Sunny Isles and sold them there.
Yeah. Yeah, just same Russians.
Yeah.
I won't pay you $100. I'll give you 50. The vintage look just got a whole lot more expensive. A buyer in Southeast Asia has purchased a pair of 125-year-old Levi's for almost $100,000. And you thought your jeans cost some money. Jeans originally bought in 1893.
Whoa.
By Solomon Warner, a storekeeper in the Arizona Territory, have a drastically different look than today's Levi's. Warner's jeans had but a single pocket, a button fly, and no belt loops. No belt loops?
Wow, that's weird.
For $100,000, I want some belt loops.
Yeah, sew them on there.
That's going to be $150,000.
Right, right.
That was the suspender days, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, see? Yeah. There you go. There's a story in there.
For sure.
The denim's size 44 with a 36 inseam.
Wow, people were fat back then.
No shit. Hey, that's another thing, by the way, in Belize, with all that sweating.
Everyone's fat?
Everybody's fat.
That's weird.
I'm like, with all this sweating going on, you'd think these people, you know what it is? It's all the queso.
Right.
I want some queso.
There's a lot of cheese on
stuff.
A lot
of cheese. Huh? A lot of everything in the Belizean food are beans.
Uh-huh.
And cheese.
Wow, so it's like Mexican.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, it's right near the border. The Mexican border's not too far away.
I thought it was Mexico.
Warner, it turns out, had a colorful history that had nothing to do with his jeans. He established one of the first stores selling American dry goods in Tucson and survived being shot by Apaches back in 1870, not until a new cop in New Jersey beat the shit out of the Apaches. The jeans were in good condition when they were purchased earlier this month because Warner had only worn them a few times before becoming ill. Had nothing to do with the jeans.
He died in the jeans.
No grass stains on them or nothing?
He got
well, he was buried in them.
No.
They were sealed in the coffin.
He got ill because his pants kept falling down and getting embarrassed because there's no belt loops. The identity of the buyer and the exact amount of the sale have remained under wraps because the Levi's are sold through a private sale and were not sold at an auction.
Some weird like denim fetishist.
Yeah.
Some wealthy
industrialist. Is it chilly in here? Pull your pants up.
I got to have those jeans. Visitors to a Florida park warned to avoid the aggressive squirrels.
Okay.
Listen, if I go to a park and there's a sign that says, be careful of the aggressive squirrels, I'm going to fuck out of there.
I'm not going to that park.
I'm not going to the park. Because a squirrel isn't something you can grab and choke or shoot. The thing slips up your pant leg, starts biting your nuts.
Yeah.
They are prone to nuts.
Officials in Florida County posted signs in a public park warning visitors to steer clear of the aggressive squirrels. Orange County Parks and Recreation said 5 complaints have been lodged in the last month about aggressive squirrels.
I think that sign's wrong.
You see a bunch of squirrels going, hey, are you going to eat that fucking chicken or what?
They all talk like dice.
Yeah. Hickory dickory duck. Lots of last month, aggressive squirrels, and at least 2 incidents involving the furry rodents scratching children at the playground. Please don't feed the wildlife, one sign reads. Please avoid contact with squirrels. Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to go get one and make out with it. Reads another sign with officials said will be replaced because avoid was misspelled as A-V-I-O-D.
Oh, avioid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You imagine somebody go reading that sign like...
That means feed them.
Yeah, that means go up and hug one. I think avioid in British means take a picture with it. Orange County spokesman Doreen Overstreet said squirrels and other animals lose their fear of humans when they start to see people as a source of food.
Oh, my God.
Where are the grammar Nazis now?
Terrifying.
They got a whole sign out there.
Mm-hmm.
This is frightening.
This is why these particular squirrels have, in fact, become aggressive, she said. That and they watch too much rap.
Once they get a taste for human flesh,
yeah,
it's all over.
Oh, that fat guy looks good.
If they would have changed the D to an N, I would have been scared shitless.
Mm. Florida Fly Fish and Wildlife squirrels. Conservative Commission said it would be working on traps and relocate the squirrels to other neighborhoods that deal with every squirrel.
Oh, okay. Oh, so now it's racist. Okay.
Yeah. Officials said two of the few animals have been relocated so far. Can you imagine those squirrels going into a different town? Hey, where are those fucking squirrels?
They're busting squirrels now?
Yeah. Hey, where are you pussy squirrels at? Fuck you all. We ain't scared of no humans. They start singing the Ghostbusters. We ain't scared of no humans. The fuck, you know, we live in a day and age that this stuff happens.
It's out of control.
Of course, Florida, too.
Yeah, aggressive squirrels. Hey, can I borrow a dollar?
You know, that was actually my high school mascot. It was the aggressive squirrels.
Really?
Yeah.
What a team that is.
Right.
That chair was so long.
Yeah.
GG.
Yeah, none of us took a knee. We
give me an S. Give me a Q. Give me an I. Give me a fuck. Why can't we just be the Cubs? And the city looks for answers after a zombie alert sent to residents. Lake Worth, Florida.
Oh, my God.
Lake Worth is real quiet. There's a lot of drugs.
I was going to say, they thought it was zombies. It's just junkies.
Yeah.
They just broke out of the halfway house.
A bunch of
coke
heads,
yeah,
walking around. I remember I remember back in the day, that was one of our connections was in Lake Worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know you got a drug problem when you drive 45 minutes to get something.
Oh, yeah.
Officials say they still don't know who sent a zombie alert, but they think it was a guy with an axe in his hand. Mm-hmm. To residents of Florida City following a power outage. Lake Worth spokesman Ben Kerr says an independent investigation is underway to determine who was behind the message sent to about 7,800 customers during a 27-minute power outage on Sunday.
Zombie.
During the city's own investigation, Kerr says officials determined that no current or former employees edited the pre-prepared message to include the warning of a zombie invasion. Could you imagine you're sitting there in your house in Lake Worth and you're sitting there going, it's happening.
Yeah, this is like a War of the Worlds kind of thing.
Yeah.
People bought it.
Kerr said a hacking issue came up during the Hurricane Irma last September, but that issue was dealt with quickly. He added that officials thought they got to all the messages, but it turns out there was one still hiding in the system. It was probably one of those aggressive squirrels who did it. Callback. Oh.
What are you doing there, Ethan? Get it? Double callback.
Uh-huh.
Now this is kind of funny. Now you talk about grammar Nazis, right?
I love them, by the way.
Yeah,
please keep that up.
Yeah, nothing better than when I'm suing voice text.
Hey,
to
by
save
the
time.
Way,
I'm trying to save lives by not driving and texting.
Besides you guys that are reading this post that I spelled wrong, so is the government. I don't want them to know that I know how to spell, okay? Thank you.
I want them to know I'm an idiot.
I like criticizing people online for grammar sometimes.
Really?
Oh, yeah, just to be annoying, yeah.
A fellow comic, I was voice texting, and I said it was a moot point.
Uh-huh.
And my voice text pulled up mute.
Oh, right.
So, and then we ended up talking about something. I said, I study philosophy in college. He goes, what philosophy course did they... That he teach about the moot point. I'm like, dipshit. That's all you got on me? Is that all you got? You're going to deflect the whole point of this conversation?
Yep.
Grocery store sees dirty word in summa cum laude and censors the make of the cake.
Oh, that's funny. They were like, we're not writing cum on a
right.
cake. We don't do that kind of frosting here.
You're not going to fool us.
Right.
Well, obviously, those people were not summa cum laude. Well, they're working in a bakery, so.
Right.
I don't know how many people in a bakery were summa cum laude. I wasn't.
In history, it's four.
Yeah. Charleston, South Carolina. A South Carolina woman isn't happy. A grocery store censored her honor graduate son's cake which was supposed to include the Latin phrase summa cum laude, which means get it all over.
Yeah.
Kara Kosinicki told the Washington Post a cake online from Publix that was supposed to say, congrats, Jacob, summa cum laude class of 2018. She says the online message did not like, the online message box did not like the word cum, and the Latin word for with, which is the Latin word for with, the computer marked as it as a naughty word and substituted three hyphens.
Wow.
We were just talking about spell correct. Do you know what was sent to the public thing? Summa cum laude.
Oh, okay.
Some cum laude.
They
is
do.
Probably what was sent to it, the it, computer.
It depends on how hard you work.
So wait, this was a technical problem. The
the
online software couldn't figure out Latin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See, that's just... Oh, come on. This is why we need to talk to a person. You need to call them up and say, hey.
Robots are fucking up, everybody.
Right.
This is the beginning of the the robots. Right? This is where... What was the company in Terminator?
Skynet.
Skynet. This is the beginning of Skynet.
Yeah, forget about the zombie squirrels. This is Skynet.
That's right. It's big. This is a much bigger issue.
We're being caught up.
Kosinicki said she filled in a box for special instructions explaining the Latin word and placed the $70 order. Another family member picked up the cake, not knowing what it was supposed to say, because they're not summa cum laude.
Right.
And it came with hyphens. She says the store gave her a refund and a gift card when she complained. Summa complain louder.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Why don't they just make the dirty cake in the first place, you know? You're paying good money for that cum cake. Write whatever you want on it, I say.
Yeah. You should put titties on the cake. Smart kid, you never see these.
You're making 800% on the cake. Let them say cum.
This is why we need to go. You need to go to your local neighborhood baker that you've known for 20 years.
I agree with that. I think you should use the local baker. Don't use the Publix, although Publix got good cakes. Bar runs reparations happy hour. Did you hear about this?
Wait, what?
No.
And asks
real good tips.
And asks white people to donate money before handing $10 bills to black, brown, and indigenous patrons.
Well, I thought they were buying a round of drinks.
Well, if you're a white person, you come in, you say, give $10, and you donate it, so the
black people drink free.
Yeah.
Oh, are they handing $10 bills, or are they letting them drink free?
No, you have to come and pay. You have to give, like, you have to pay. Like, you have to come and, like, buy them drinks in a sense.
Oh, okay. You buy them drinks.
Yeah. An Oregon activist has created a reparations happy hour asking white people to donate money as a symbol, as a symbolic gesture to be doled out to people of color.
I fucking love this, by the way.
Yeah.
This is great.
The guy's going to get his
ass kicked by both sides. Here's how I look at reparations. If you want to pay reparations, go the fuck ahead.
Go ahead.
You know?
Not me. Don't ask me to do it.
I was not there.
I'm having a hard enough time paying my own bills.
That's great.
Reparations happy hour creator Carmen Witten, 27 of Portland, Oregon, where I'm going to be, by the way, in July. Reparations through at the inaugural event on May 21st at a local bar, Backyard Social. The event's invitation, which was shared on social media, stipulated reparations for black, brown, and indigenous people. Paid for by white folks.
I would just go there and be like, I'm indigenous.
I'm going to go there in blackface.
Right. So, yeah. Dougie's going to one-up me in blackface. Yeah.
Just like every other thing, fuck the Asians, right?
Yeah. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, they built the railroad that goes to Oregon.
You know, if I stayed in Belize for a few more days, I would have been dark enough to get a free drink.
There you go.
According to the event organizers, $10 cash would be given out to attendees as reparations.
Cash, though?
Yeah.
Cash or drinks? Somehow I like it better when it's just drinks.
Yeah. But now we look like we're trying to help the Indians. We're getting them drunk.
That's true.
Right?
But I like the idea of handing a black guy a drink and being like, I'm so sorry for slavery.
Sorry for slavery.
I hope this makes up for it.
Yeah. My parents came over here from another country well after that occurred. We weren't, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Because that's by the way, that's one of the things. There's a lot of people that say, well, how can you do that? There's a lot of people that came after. Just because you're white, you can't expect white people or the government.
Well, we were Irish. We came during the famine.
Yeah. The potato famine.
Yeah.
White people can show up and support by giving reparations instead of physically attending. Your presence will be felt. Yeah, because who wants to drink with black people? It's a joke.
Honestly.
Wow,
though,
Dougie.
Isn't during slavery, wasn't it when they were wearing the wigs and the white powder on their faces?
Sure.
We don't even know if they were white.
Yeah, they could have been, yeah.
They were painting themselves white face.
Well, there were black people that were free back then, too. Not everyone was a slave.
Not everybody was.
Right.
White people can show up and support by giving the money. Your active financial support for healing, leadership, and community building with Portland's black, brown, and indigenous community. The events listing is stated. It was only $10, but when I saw them, I saw their eyes light up, Witten told the news.
Jesus Christ.
When I saw there was that people so felt like they were wrong. Finally seen.
Okay.
40 people attended the happy hour, which was thrown by a local activist group, Brown Hope, according to the Oregonian.
Hope.
Witten also taped 7 white people to help defend the event against any potential interference from alt-right groups.
Right. I think this sounds like a great place to meet black girls, too.
Yeah, you got some jungle fever.
I'd show up there, yeah, just for that.
I'd give more. I said, look at me. I'm a big spender.
Or cucked white guys.
You could probably meet some of them, too.
Yeah.
Less interesting than the black girls to me, though.
Yeah? Garrett, you ever with a black girl?
Oh, many times, yeah.
Yeah. Me, too.
I love every race.
I love it. Yeah. I'm an equal opportunity dater, man.
Right, right.
When I was single, I didn't care. Pretty is pretty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? I got mad at my buddy one time. He says, that's a good-looking black girl. I go, no, dude, that's a good-looking girl.
Yeah, that's right.
What the fuck? What's the difference? Right?
No difference.
There's no difference. Good-looking is good-looking. Wait a minute. She just stole my wallet. Okay, never mind. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Play with Dougie show. Went quick today, didn't it?
Yeah, it was nice.
But we're going to have a show late, guys. By the way, Peter Leonard has a regular job now, so tomorrow night we're probably going to go on around 6:45, 7. We may need a new co-host because I don't know how long that's going to last.
Wake up very late with Dougie.
Yeah, go to bed early.
Right.
See you tomorrow with Dougie.
And also, by the way, we'll have, don't forget, guys, Wise Guys Comedy Show is coming back to Tavolino's this Wednesday. Jim Florentine's your headliner, very funny guy. Crank Yankers, VH1, Comedy Central, very funny guy, all new material. You'll be seeing him along with two local comics, Nadeem Awad and Matt Durndeck will be doing it, coming out doing spots as well as myself. Saturday, Island Murata, the Island Grill, Comedy Attic. I'll be hosting Carmen Valone's Your Feature, and Jim Florence will be your headliner out there. We're almost sold out, so if you're in the Island Murata area watching this, be sure to get those tickets. Next week, I'm going to be at Porky's Comedy Club in St. Cloud, Florida. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Follow the show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And Zero.
You can catch me at Zero Comic, and then follow Comedy Detour or Zero Dobrik's Comedy Circus on YouTube. Thank you.
Ethan?
Hey, if you like this podcast, check out my anarchist podcast, Mean and Sober, meanandsober.com, or on iTunes. You can also find all my shows and appearances at Ethan Is Not Funny on Instagram or Twitter.
There you go. And aside from that, guys, we'll be back tomorrow around 6:45, 7 o'clock with Elton David and Peter Leonard. Be here then, right here at the same spot. God bless, take care, and stay away from their aggressive screens.
Cheers.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the Earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as he landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, the beam of light hit the ground.